The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There is an expression in English, fighting fire with fire. And when I think of it, I think of the ability to sometimes meet what's happening or find a way with what's happening by meeting it with something similar to what it is. So the reason I'm saying this is that there, from time to time, you might find yourself lost in your thoughts. From time to time, you might find yourself preoccupied in your thoughts. And so your awareness, your attention is not really available to be centered and present and receptive in this moment here. And so there's a practice that's sometimes used called mental noting, which is to use thoughts to label, to note what's happening for you. And if you're thinking a lot, then you would simply say thinking, thinking. And if you're planning a lot with your thoughts, you might say planning. If you're spending a lot of time remembering, you might just say the word remembering to yourself. And if you are in fantasy, fantasizing. And you are using a thought, but you're using the thought to help you, kind of extract you from being lost or stuck in some kind of pattern of thinking. And so in a sense, you're using a simpler kind of thought than what you're caught in. Because usually what you're caught in is usually much more creative than a simple label. And it's usually much more interesting than a simple label. And that's part of the reason why we get so interested in it, why we're so involved, or so interesting. Even when we don't like our thoughts. And maybe you would never think that you ever say you're interested in them. Something is interested in them. Maybe not you. Something in there, is it wants to kind of gnaw away at it or stay with it. So you're using this very simple, rudimentary thought to help you to do something. And what we're trying, one of the things it's trying to do, is to help you clearly recognize what's happening. And so that the power of recognition pulls you out of being lost, absorbed, entangled in your thoughts. And so, I'm thinking. So you wouldn't just simply note, I'm thinking, and get swept away again. But there would be a kind of an intentionality or a clarity in the recognition. I am, you don't have to use the word I, but you could. I am thinking. This is really thinking. And the more you're pulled into your thoughts, maybe the more you need to be really own up to the fact, this is powerful thinking. Wow. I bet they could solve the energy crisis if they just plugged into me. There's so much power and energies going on, just thinking. I'm just churning away. But to clearly recognize, thinking, as a way of finding a way of being present, a place of awareness, a how to be aware, where the awareness is not glued or lost in what we're thinking about. The point of the label is not the label itself. We're not looking to be the best labeler in the Vipassana world. Just really get a whole bunch of long list of labels and really be able to use them at a moment's notice and, get the little labeling medal, that badge. But rather, what we're trying to do is to use whatever label we can to help that, with help, get kind of help. Sometimes it's like help pry the awareness away from our preoccupation, or to wake up is a very nice Buddhist term, to wake up out of what we're doing and wake up so we can kind of have the overview or see clearly what's happening and discover that in the awareness, in this ability to kind of step back and get kind of a bird's eye view or bigger view or whatever language you like, there's a quality of peace, a quality of freedom, a quality of independence, a quality of receptivity, a quality of being much more available for the world in a way that we can't if we're lost in our thoughts, a receptivity, a readiness. There's a clarity, maybe even a sense of goodness, a sense of spaciousness, sense of expansion, a sense of being unentangled. You know, it's different times and feel it different ways. But that simple label is meant to kind of, so we say, you know, thinking, but it's not a dutiful word. Like, oh, you're supposed to say thinking, and that's, you've done your duty. A checklist approach to mindfulness. I did it. And then you can, but rather to find a way, a loving way, to say thinking that's clear, intentional, maybe kind, maybe firm, maybe strong, but not aversive, not trying to cling to some state of being, not trying to push something away. But how can we say the note in a way that's supportive for a relaxed, open, calm presence, that we're just present for the experience but not lost in it? And so, saying, oh, thinking, oh, that doesn't work, right? Oh, thinking, there it is again, thinking. But it might work to say, just thinking. If you say, if you're having really nice thoughts and you say, oh, thinking, oh, thing, oh, that doesn't work either, right? Because then you're kind of leaning into it and all that. But how in a balanced, upright, dignified, clear, strong way can we, in the middle of whatever's happening in our life, no matter how difficult and challenging, kind of take a upright stance, kind of take a stable, adult-like presence, here I am with this challenging, difficult thing, and say, thinking. Challenging thinking, powerful thinking, preoccupation, whatever it is, and find a way in that labeling to find independence or freedom or peace or calm, or if nothing else, if those kinds of positive words don't work for you, find non-entanglement, non-preoccupation, what it is. And if you say the label's too fast, That doesn't feel good. That is not relaxing or opening. If you say it too seldom, if every 5 minutes you say it, then it doesn't really work either. So what's the right pace for you to say thinking? Oh, there's thinking, thinking. Sometimes, you need strong medicine. And so sometimes maybe the thinking should be with a louder voice in the mind. If you say quietly and calmly, thinking, maybe it doesn't match the fire with the fire. Maybe you need to say really clear, maybe even more than one word. I am thinking. Boy, am I ever thinking. This is like, I don't think I've ever thought, this is really thinking. Boy, is this thinking. I'm like so caught up in my thoughts. You can even have a conversation with yourself if that's the medicine that's needed. Because if you want to kind of take the whole thinking apparatus and take ownership of it and start thinking about how much you're caught up in whatever you're thinking about until you can shift the energy so the energy is no longer going where you don't want it to go, where you get lost, and you feel like you've gotten some autonomy, some sense of ability to be free of what's going on. So mental noting, labeling, is a very powerful practice, and it has its uses, and there's a time to do it for some people, and it's time not to do it. Some people find it very, very useful. Some people find it not useful to do. But sometimes the people who don't find it useful to do, because it seems a little agitating or the mind's too busy, they would actually be better off doing it. Because of how, you know, they might feel like it's agitating, but the alternative is to go back into the world of thinking and get lost in it, where it's so comfortable or so familiar and just it doesn't feel like, you know. So sometimes it's worth doing something that's a little bit feels like work. It's like learning to ride a bicycle. It's awkward at first. And just because it's awkward and feels agitating, you know, you don't tell a kid who's learning to ride the bike, oh, stop then. Don't do it. You shouldn't have to work at things. You know, you say, it's okay, you just got to do it and you'll get the hang of it. So the mental noting as well, it's something that at first can be a little awkward to do, it finding the right tempo, the right tone of voice, the right way of doing it. But once it's learned, then it can be a tremendous resource and support. And people I know who find it very useful, there's two areas that people tend to find it most useful, around thinking and around strong emotions. It's a way of kind of helping us to be present for those things without being caught in them. And I think it's very respectful for our inner life to learn to be present but not caught, present but not swept away into it. And so this, you know, the mental noting is kind of like the stepping on the shore so we can watch the tide go by, or the river go by. So we meet like with like, you know, so I don't know, fire by fire is a welcoming image, water with water, air with air, earth with air, earth, thoughts with thoughts. So if you haven't done mental noting, if you've avoided it or have never heard of it, you might experiment with it a little bit and see if it's a helpful practice as you kind of get into this mindfulness practice. So thank you very much.